Good morning. It's 8:22.
March 1st is the new deadline set by Congress. They did it back in December when they delayed deep across the board spending cuts known as sequestration. But the deadline extension and the new Congress does not appear to be bringing us any closer to a resolution of this dilemma. Joining us live, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent. John, we're sort of framing this here as taking a look at what turns out to be the essential question, at least for government in our era, which is how can they get us to pay all this substantial debt that we owe, while at the same time not doing it so rapidly that we kill the economic recovery and toss the economy into at least what could be a recession, maybe even a depression. It's a tough thing.
It's a tough thing. Thanks for starting my morning on such an optimistic note. Look, it's a huge national choice. It will have international ramifications. And, of course, because of where we live, because of the Pentagon, and because of the rise of the defense-related industries post 9/11, already a big part of the D.C., Northern Virginia community, but even bigger in the last decade or so, it's a huge local question as well. And we're hearing a lot of the same arguments. You know, the president says, give me more revenue. He wants the Republicans to agree to more, and the other Democrats want the Republicans to agree to more tax increases, more tax revenues. And the Republicans say, no, we just did that to avoid the fiscal cliff. We want deeper spending cuts. And so the argument is quite familiar. This time, you know, they keep pushing this deadline back with temporary fixes. But March 1st is right there around the corner.
And it's a little surprising to hear what seems to be kind of a new attitude from some members of Congress. We've gone from, hooray, we've put it off till March 1st to, oh, let's just let it happen.
There seems to be a sense, and you find this in both parties, it's not one party, it's in both parties, that the only way to shock the system is to actually have this kick in and to have people look at the reality of it. Perhaps in the strange way our Congress and President, now work together or don't work together, and our town works together or doesn't work, perhaps they need such a shock. But if you're somebody who works in the defense industry, or if you're, somebody in the senior management of any government agency right now, and you're looking at, you have to have a plan B, you have to have some plan to put these cuts into place. And, from conservatives, you hear a lot of, it'll force them to make do. That'll force agencies to prioritize and make sure they have enough money for essential services and stop paying for other things. And there's from some liberals or progressives, you hear, this will help us put Republicans in a corner because people will blame them. That's a political argument more than a policy argument.
But, these are bleak times for many Americans. And when they hear that the consequence of Republicans and Democrats not being able to work together to resolve this issue is going to be something that they pay the price for. Gosh, I could really see Americans getting pretty ticked off and steamed about this, John.
Especially since their 401k statements have looked pretty good in recent months, right? The markets are up a little bit. The job market hasn't been gangbusters, but we've had another 150,000 jobs created last month. So the economy seems to be turning a corner. It's not in fourth or fifth gear yet, but it seems to be finally heading in the right direction. The unemployment rate actually ticks up because people are coming back into the market. So we need a year or two of a more robust recovery, of a slightly higher gear, hopefully a much higher gear than we're in right now. But as things are better, and if there's a psychological boom here and the markets go back south, and all of a sudden the one thing they've been able to be happy about, their 401ks or their stock statements lately, you bet it they'll get ticked off.
Right, John. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent.